When it comes to your retirement, your money matters. Text CHECKLIST today to 800-454-1184. That's CHECKLIST to 800-454-1184.
Welcome to our show where we talk about retirement planning with Eric Heckman, who is right here in Silicon Valley. In fact, he's been helping people have remarkable retirements for nearly 30 years now. He is a certified financial planner and here to guide you about your retirement. He wants you to have a remarkable retirement. I'm Lou Anne Fulmer. Today, we're going to be talking about inflation. Why? Well, it's still hammering away at American families and businesses. So we're going to break down those latest figures on inflation, talk about what that means for future. And then Eric is going to discuss with us some of the tools we could use to help maximize our savings in the future. So we just thank you so much for joining us today. Here's our phone number we want you to have handy. 800-454-1184. 800-454-1184. Call for a complimentary appointment. Also find us online anytime at wealthcreatorradio.com. And Eric, hello to you.
Hey, Luann. And inflation's definitely back. And the funny part about it is I was reading one article about the fact that you have to basically be 50 or higher, you know, 50 or older, to actually really kind of remember inflationary times. Because everybody else, I mean, if you're 50, you're just a kid. I mean, kind of like what I was, basically. I mean, I remember things getting more expensive and stuff. I mean, obviously, I didn't figure out how it affected my mortgage or any of that junk because, you know, I was in middle school or whatever. But, so it's been so long that people have even seen inflation or heard of it. It's more like a myth almost. It's almost kind of like a unicorn, right?
Yeah.
And so it's going to be very different for people to kind of understand how it happens and how it can change stuff. So yeah, definitely some times to be thinking about and making some changes.
I guess so. You know, we have seen so much inflation, consumer prices up 7% since last year. So a lot of people are wondering if we are going to get any relief from these higher prices. What do you think?
Well, the Fed printed money left and right. I mean, they were printing $1 trillion a month after COVID first hit and then still printing the $120 billion a month. And this month, they're still printing a little bit more money and they're going to finally stop it in March. And there's now talks and rumors of maybe even a full point increase versus a quarter point and such.
Oh, wow.
So, we'll see how fast they react. But I mean, in a lot of ways, it's kind of like, you know, like I was saying, people had to be a lot older to even remember inflation. I don't know what the Fed was thinking, because one of the number one causes of inflation is printing money left and right. And it's like, hello, weren't you guys the ones supposed to be watching this? So, and Powell just got, another term before all this mess happened. So kind of interesting timing there. But yeah, so I think this is going to be something where it's going to be lasting a lot longer. This isn't just a COVID supply interruption.
So I want to talk about small businesses right now because they can really feel that squeeze of higher inflation. The National Federation of Independent Business, they say that the number of small businesses raising prices for customers has actually risen to a 48-year high. So, you know, many started this year raising prices just to, you know, cut costs on higher inventory, things like that. What's your message for small business owners?
Well, I mean, yeah, it's definitely tough. And if they're trying to get close to retirement, this may be an extra challenge, right, for them. So you can do whatever you can, right? Try to cut costs and trim things. But lots of times, just marketing more, trying to get more sales. Don't focus so much on just, cutting, but also try to get the other side of the coin, right? Sell more stuff and, go that way. So that can be one of the things. But yeah, if you're owning a business and you're getting closer to retirement, this is one of those things where, you want to still keep putting money away for yourself because you can't always count on that business being the big money maker for you when you sell it. Because a lot of businesses today, people that have that are lots of times just, more professional services, right? If you're not there running that business, lots of times most of that business would fall down and crumble. And so, you have to see, okay, how much is that business really going to be worth and can I really sell it? So it can be a very complicated thing to have. And you just have to make sure you're on track, right?
Mm-hmm. Now, Eric, do you help a lot of small business owners with their exit strategy as far as retiring goes?
Yeah, no, we've helped a lot of, smaller size companies, not huge ones, but, ones that have usually 2 to 10 employees and such, and you know, helping them with a lot of times their own personal benefits and such. And then how do you sell that company, or can you get somebody else in there to buy it out from you? And you know, there's a lot of things to be thinking about. And you know, one of the things we have here at Heckman Financial is a great retirement checklist. And you know, this checklist has all the stuff that you need to have done, regardless if you're a business owner or not. So, you know, if you want to get a copy of that checklist, it's really easy. All you have to do is type the word checklist and text it to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word checklist, 800-454-1184, or request it online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
What are some tools that we could use to address inflation in the future? What are you using, Eric?
Well, I mean, there's a couple things of just that you can just do to save on taxes and get more money, right? Those are kind of the big ones. So, you know, one of the things would be, you know, health savings account. You know, that's medical inflation is not slowing down at any time. And that medical inflation has always been a lot higher than regular inflation. So, you know, health savings accounts, if you have a high deductible plan, you can put money into those. You know, if you're single, it's like only $3,600, but if married, it's $7,300. So, you know, if you keep funding that and keep funding that, that's one way to have some money. Obviously, the match at your employer is a great way to go. So, you know, if you've got a, you know, one of those like the Safe Harbor match, which is a pretty popular match, you know, that's where you put in 5%, they'll match 4%. And, you know, that's something where, duh, put the money in there, right?
Yeah.
Because I don't care how big inflation is, if you're going to get, you know, 80% on your money or 100% on, you know, whatever, 50%, whatever the match is, get that money. And even though it's going to be taxed at retirement, again, who cares if it's free to you?
Yeah,
right?
Free money.
So take it. Yeah, and then the other one is just trying to get rid of taxes altogether. So yeah, if you could be funding a Roth IRA, that is one of those things that you really have to be making sure of, and making sure you have some of that money growing tax-free. Because if that money's not growing tax-free, then you're going to need a lot more, right? Because you have to pay the tax. So that's one way to get by some of these higher costs and make sure you have more money, is just, and not have a lien against it, not have the government's, you know, handout to try to grab that money. So yeah, definitely be funding everything you can, either to a Roth IRA or, regardless of income, anybody can fund a Roth 401k if you work for a company that has one. So a lot of times you get a lot of confusion about people say, oh, I make too much money to do Roth. And it's like, well, hold it. It's a Roth 401k. Mm-hmm. Yeah, anybody can do a Roth 401k. So that's one of the things that people, I think, always necessarily pay attention to. So get that money put away and try to avoid that tax.
So those are tools that I think we all think about. You know, what would be some other inflation-friendly ways to invest our money, Eric?
Well, one of the things that happens, of course, is as rates go up, you know, some stuff's going to slow down, like residential real estate might slow down, but commercial real estate actually goes up with inflation. It seems weird, but as things get more expensive, landlords can drive up rents, and then higher rents actually drive up the value of the property, because then you can sell it and get more cash flow. And so, yeah, a lot of times, you know, commercial real estate, through some special funds or some special ways to do it. You know, there's also some tools that we use. We have some infrastructure investments that we use for a lot of our clients. So, you know, there's a lot of unique tools that are going to be very, you know, resilient to any sort of, you know, economic changes and also, you know, inflationary pressures. So it's one of these things where you have to really be kind of making sure you're focused on the right things in the right areas. You know, and again, what we do here at Heckman Financial is we actually create an entire plan. We actually create that blueprint to worry less wealth. So we want you to worry less about your finances and more about having fun, enjoying life. And so one of the things that we do is, first and foremost, create that income plan that makes sure that money's there for the rest of your life with inflation and taxes included. Look at the investments. You know, how are those investments going to do to put off that income? What's the tax ramifications year by year? Healthcare issues along the way, and who's going to get your money in the end, and legacy issues. So those are the five areas that we cover. And so what we do is we usually have a first phone appointment for 15, 30 minutes, find out what's concerning you, and then set up that planning meeting. And used to charge a fee, and right now we're not charging any fee for our listeners. So it's free to you. Take up some of our time and we'll help you out. And at the end of that time frame, if you want to work with us, you can. If not, hey, you learned a lot. So again, this is something that you really want to take action on. So give us a call. You can text the word visit, 800-454-1184. Again, text the word or visit, or even call, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
With all the spending going on in Washington, you might be wondering who is going to pay the bill. Will Uncle Sam have to dip into your retirement savings? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. That's why Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special tax webinar. Learn how Biden's policies and tax plan may affect you. Find out more about the Trump tax cuts before they disappear forever, and discover how a tax-efficient strategy can potentially reduce or eliminate some of your taxes in retirement. RSVP now for this exclusive tax webinar at WealthCreatorWebinar.com. Learn more about how to protect your savings before it's too late. Go to WealthCreatorWebinar.com. That's WealthCreatorWebinar.com. Firm offers insurance services but may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, president at Heckman Financial. And Eric is an author. He wrote the book Worry Less Wealth, and he wrote that to open up our eyes to all things available for us regarding retirement so we can have a remarkable retirement. And he helps us see any warning signs in our own planning before trouble begins. He teaches us to discover how to worry less, and that's what the show is all about, too. You can get that book. Just request it when you call the number 800-454-1184. That's our number, 800-454-1184. So we know that if you would search online about articles on investing, tax planning, budgeting, just anything you could think of to prepare for retirement, you're going to get millions of articles. And obviously, we know facts are important to know when it comes to your financial future. Knowledge is power. We know that. But there's more to financial success than book smarts. There's the psychology of money, isn't there, Eric?
Oh my gosh, so very true. I often joke with people that I, you know, probably should not have gotten a finance degree and should have actually gotten at least a minor or something in psychology, because that would have helped me with people more and understand a lot more than the finance. And yeah, I think a lot of people underestimate the effects of, you know, what happens there with how people think about stuff. So I think that's a critical part.
Okay, so Morgan Housel, he's a partner at Collaborative Fund. He's a former columnist for The Motley Fool and The Wall Street Journal, but he's also the author of the book that we've all heard of, The Psychology of Money. And he says that they're just like we're talking, there is more to financial success than just what you know about money in the world of finance. Here he is.
But I think there's so much evidence that what matters in investing is not about what you know. It's not about how smart you are. It's not about where you went to school. It's just how you behave. It's about your relationship with greed and fear, your ability to take a long-term mindset, who you trust, how gullible you are, who you seek your information from. That's what actually matters. That's what moves the needle. And we tend to ignore that because it is not analytical.
Isn't that interesting? What's your reaction to that?
It's very true. There's, you know, like probably mortgage, you know, attitudes around mortgages is probably one of the biggest ones. I find this very, very true. That lots of times that, you know, especially if it's somebody who is a lot older and they had a parent that was either a parent or grandparent that was in the Great Depression or other timelines, you'll have them say, oh, no, you have to have your house paid off. You have to have your house
yes.
paid off. Okay, well, if you're borrowing money at 2.5% or 3% and you're earning, you know, 6% to 10% on your money, does it make sense to take some of that money it's earning so much and put it against something that's costing so little? So there's financial and then there's emotional. And I've always told that for people for probably a couple decades now about mortgages, because that's probably one of the most emotionally, you know, charged areas, I find. Also, if people were used to risk taking, they'll be a lot riskier on their money. If they were very conservative in a lot of their other stuff, they'll tend to be more conservative. And so, yeah, a lot of times people don't realize how their own personal attitudes and just also how you grow up can affect how you invest and how you react to investments is probably, you know, the more critical part.
How do you see retirees struggle with this mental and emotional side of money?
Well, I mean, lots of times it is, you know, like you said, couples, right? Mm-hmm. If one spouse has one way of thinking, another one has a different way, lots of times that can be very, very tough. You know, it's also just in terms of the worry part, some have a lot of worry, some, you know, unfortunately don't have enough, you know, so they're probably a little overly confident and don't realize what may happen down the road. So, so it's a little bit of a balance, I think, of the two. And you know, that's one of the critical things that people need to know is just, you know, when you're talking about any sort of financial decision, there's always emotion there. And that's also why, you know, you see a lot of like one of the best portfolio managers that we use for our wealth creator fund is this tactical fund manager. And they use these algorithms to every day score assets and then decide when to sell it. And basically the computer is telling them, well, they do a lot of stuff that a human would just really freak out about. Mm-hmm. And so true. Like when things are trending all down, they'll go to cash. Most portfolio managers never go to cash because it's too emotionally charged to do that. And even if it makes sense to do it, you know, they won't in bad times because they just don't think, oh, well, hold on. If I do that, then I'm going to miss out and all these things. So, you know, and that's also one of the things that, I mean, if you look at all the crypto stuff right now, right? I mean, it's all based on emotion because there is no underlying asset behind there. It's all emotion, right? It's whatever people feel the thing's worth, and that's what it's worth. And higher or lower depends on the day. So you got to watch out on some of those things for sure.
Right, right, right. Now, let's talk about how you can help our listeners with this type of thing right now.
Yeah, well, I mean, one of the best things you can do is actually have an income plan. So this is a path to say, okay, hey, if I want to go from, you know, San Francisco to LA, here's how I'm going to get there, right? You pull up your GPS, you have kind of a plan, a path. But then there's going to be some stuff that comes up, right? Traffic, other things, detours, maybe road work. You know, you need to know how to handle all those. You know, you need to know what kind of risk levels there are in terms of all the things that you're doing, what kind of tax effects along the way. So, you know, all these things are very simple if you have a plan that's written out and you can see it and test it. A lot of times people say, well, if I do this, what, does it make sense or not? Well, let's put it in the income plan and see how it plays out. Let's look at the tax effects of that. Let's look at the risk level for that. Does it lower your risk score and increase your returns, or does it do the opposite? So all those things are really easy when you have something to compare it against. When you're comparing it to nothing, it's just a guess, right? And then that's when the emotions are highly, highly charged. So yeah, what I would say is, you know, setting up some time just to talk, find out what you're worried about, what issues you might have is the best way to go. So just set up a time with us and just give us a call at 800-454-1184. You can either call or even text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Also on the website, make sure you go to the events page because you can select from webinars and seminars, all kinds of topics that we talk about on our show. You can sign up for those and go listen to Eric and his team. This is Wealth Creator Radio. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer, and we are talking about the psychology of money today, both as a concept, but also as the book written by Morgan Housel. He says we have it backwards, Eric, as far as how we teach about finance.
You know, what is most important gets most ignored in this field. And even when we are teaching basic financial skills to people, it's the math equations and how to balance a checkbook, which are great skills. I'm not demeaning those in the slightest. But there's so much evidence that all that matters, that's the right word to use, is your behavior with money. And I say that because you can be the smartest person in the world. You can have a PhD in finance from MIT. But if you lose your head during a market decline, if you panic during a market decline, none of your intelligence matters.
Your reaction?
It kind of brings up a time when years ago I was at, we have a nonprofit called Financial Knowledge Institute, and at least pre-COVID times, we do a lot of talks at companies and such. And one time, this one company is at the HR person says, oh, these people have like, you know, math PhDs and stuff, so you know, you don't need to go very basic. And and then, you know, I got questions like, what's a Roth? How's it different than, you know? So just because you know about math or computers doesn't necessarily mean you know about finance. And then again, how you react to things is super critical. And you know, either good or bad, right? I mean, sometimes, you know, the opposite is taking too much risk and then all of a sudden having a crash and make it even uglier, right? So it's not just freaking out during the crash, but it's also good, you know, what were you doing before that? And staying consistent is always tough, I think, for all humans, right? And that's really kind of more of the key, is staying consistent. And that's how you're going to be more successful in retirement. So it gets to be tough. And so one of the things that people really need to be knowing is, how are you reacting? What are you doing? What kind of plan do you have? Those are the things that, you know, if you have a plan, you can go back, right? I mean, if you're, you know, if you don't know where you're going, you can always look at a GPS and go, oh, here's how I get back on track, right? If you have no GPS and then you're just reacting to whatever the news is of the day is and whatever's happening out there, and if it's scary to you, then you might react the wrong way and lock in some bad times. So, you know, again, that's what we're here for. So if you wanted to have that plan and look at that, right now we're not charging the radio listeners any fees for this. We first do a 15 to 30 minute phone call, find out what your concerns are, what are you worried about, and then we'll create that income, investment, tax, healthcare, and legacy plan. And then it's up to you if you want to work with us or not beyond that. But again, no cost, no fees. So give us a call and leave us a message, or text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Again, call or text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Today we're learning about the psychology of money. So more to come with Eric. We'll be right back with Wealth Creator Radio.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric is president at Heckman Financial, where their mission is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. Wouldn't that be nice? They use strategies to help you get to and through retirement successfully. They can help you minimize fees, lower your taxes, all things like that. They would love to help you worry less. So, all right, it's kind of as if the entire world of finance is putting the cart before the horse, as far as Morgan Housel says, when it comes to how we learn about financial concepts and how we implement them in the real world. We do talk on our show a lot about financial knowledge, things we need to know regarding retirement. And today, specifically, we are learning that there's a psychology of money. And we've talked about this before, Eric. It's really not new to our show. But Morgan Housel wrote the book, The Psychology of Money. And I want to give you another clip from what he said about the psychology of money.
If you get caught up in the excitement of a bubble, none of your intelligence, none of your academic credentials, none of the fact that you know the formulas, none of that matters if you're going to lose your cool when it matters most. That's why the behavior is not just an important part, it's really the base of the pyramid. And until you've checked that box of figuring out your own financial psychology, none of the analytical skills matter until then.
Okay, so what's your reaction there?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's very true. And so, you know, again, it's one of these things where you have to kind of know a little bit about yourself, right? Which sometimes it's always hard for us to, you know, think about stuff, how we act and how we react, I guess it would be probably the bigger thing. So yeah, what you need to do is you need to know, are you somebody who jumps in and out or something, or worries about this a lot? Because, you know, the best way to not freak out about something is not put yourself in that bad situation, right? So if you hate roller coasters, well, then don't get on one, right? I mean, yeah. You know, plain and simple. It's sometimes literally that easy. And so, you know, so you have to kind of know, okay, what things are, you know, should you be doing? Now, the hard part about the world today is if you're got a 401k, especially, or some sort of retirement plan at work, it's usually 100% market money. And so, yeah, you're going to have less options there. So that one, you're just going to have to know that's going to be the scarier one probably for you. And then, but, you know, with your other monies, you could be doing stuff that's less risky and stuff that makes you feel more comfortable. And then once you change jobs, you can change that around too. So again, it's one of these things where, you know, making sure that, you know, how it's set up, how it's allocated matches. And then also as time goes on too, right? Because, I mean, you know, I was talking to my oldest son. He's working for what was Boston Square Garden, but now it's TD Garden. But, you know, and talking to him about, you know, yeah, get, sign up for the retirement plan, get that match. And, you know, for him, I was just like, go for it. You know, you're not going to use this money, you know, for 40 years, basically, right?
Right. I mean,
he's a little less than 40 years till he's 59 and a half, but that's a long time away. So yeah, he can go for it a lot more, but obviously somebody who's in their late 50s, early 60s, well, if they're used to going for it, they need to dial that back down too. So, you know, the other thing too, is you, maybe you were a big risk taker and you love doing that, but at some point that makes no sense, right? Because if you've got enough, and you blow it, and now you don't have enough, but now you're in your late 60s. Well, that's not a good spot to be either. So,
right.
Yeah. So what you got to do is moderate those two and make sure you've, you know, got the right types of money and how you have it allocated. So always have some foundational money, stuff that can't go away, but ideally earns like 3 to 7%. Have some steady income money, even if you don't need the income, just have it in that your portfolio, because it's going to be less volatile. It'll pay out some cash, and then when, you know, there is maybe a bad time, you can take that cash and jump into the market. And then of course, lastly, the normal market funds. So yeah, if you have those three types, then you're gonna have a little bit of a spread out of that risk, and that'll lower your freak out level, hopefully a little.
So yeah, how do you help people with overreacting to something, who maybe they lose their cool with their money? How do you help them with that?
Well, again, it's always having a plan. You know, once you have a plan, things just get easier, because you can always go back to that plan. You know, you're building something, and, you know, maybe it's one of those, you know, the evil IKEA furniture stuff, right? Or something like that. And, you know, you have to go back, and every once in a while you're like, oh my gosh, I missed this one part. And now you have to undo a bunch and go back again, right? And so, you know, if you take some time at the front side, make sure you have it all, you know, organized and set up, and yeah, you know, you're going very slowly, making sure you did every step. You know, that's a lot of times easier, but lots of times in life you're going at higher speed and it's hard to do that. So you know, again, you may need to go back and look at those directions or look at those instructions and see where you blew it. And, you know, same thing with just regular life, right? Sometimes you're going to mess up stuff. The worst thing about any investing is that stock you either didn't buy, or the stock that you sold and then shot up. And, you know, people always, you know, go back on that stuff. But, and one of the big things is just having a risk score. You know, if you know your risk score, that's going to help out a ton, right? So if you know what risk level you're comfortable with, how much ups and downs you're okay with, then it's easy to say, oh, okay, yeah, this is within my risk score. But a lot of people don't know what that is and don't see that. And so that's one of the things that actually at wealthcreatorradio.com, we actually have that on there, is a way to take that risk quiz. But even on top of that, we also have a checklist that people can look at and say, okay, have I checked off all these things? Because again, another thing is, if you're more prepared, you're going to be less likely to do something in a bad way. So yeah, if somebody wants to get a copy of the checklist, they just have to type the word list and text it to 800-454-1184. Again, send the word list to 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or download it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
One last thing on our behavior around finances. Morgan Housel, of course, the author of the book, The Psychology of Money, he says that one of his first jobs, Eric, was being a valet at a fancy hotel in L.A. He said he learned a lot from being around a lot of very wealthy people all the time.
I think what was really interesting to me was getting to know some of these people who were driving Ferraris and Rolls Royces. Some of them actually were not even that wealthy. They were like mediocre, successful people who spent half their income on a car lease payment. And that to me was really astounding, because that just blew apart all of the impressions, my first impressions that I had of these people. So that was a really formative experience that taught me a lot about the psychology of money.
What's your reaction there?
That's very, very true. I mean, there's a lot of people that buy all the toys, they keep up with the Joneses or whatever you want to call it, right? And they're living a very highly leveraged lifestyle. And all of a sudden, something goes bad or something goes down. I mean, you hear it all the time in the news, right? You hear these, you know, wealthy celebrities or sports people especially, you know, that all of a sudden they're filing bankruptcy and get all sorts of, you know, financial issues. Why is that? I mean, you know, how could you, you know, mess things up so bad when you had so much money? And that's just because of the lifestyle. The lifestyle was too crazy and too expensive. And, you know, unfortunately, that's what a lot of people do is, you know, they spend way too much. I mean, it's amazing how many of my clients that have a paid off house that, you know, they've, you know, got some pretty good amount of money saved up. They didn't make much. They weren't high income earners or anything. They drove, you know, 10-year-old cars, not, you know, 1 or 2-year-old cars. And they just paid for everything. They didn't go on crazy trips without being able to afford it and such. So, I mean, there's a lot to be said for doing that and kind of saying, okay, well, do those crazy things once you have way too much money, then it's okay. but don't do it before that. And so, yeah, so, I mean, a lot of people are unfortunately living lifestyle that way, and they don't really have a plan. They don't have a way to get there, and they're just spending and spending and spending, and assuming it's going to always be there, but then if it's not, eesh, you don't have a backup, right? So, again, that's why we're here at Heckman Financial, really to help you, you know, create that blueprint to worry less wealth. We want you to worry less about money and less about finances and more about having fun and just enjoying life. And being able to afford the things you're picking to do. So if you want to have that income, investment, tax, healthcare, legacy plan, you know, drawn up for you, tell you where you're headed, and then we'll tell you what's positive and negative there and what things you might want to look at changing. Again, no cost, no fee. Set up that 15 to 30 minute phone call with us. All you have to do is either text the word visit or leave us a message at 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Wealth Creator Radio and Eric Heckman will be right back.
With all the spending going on in Washington, you might be wondering who is going to pay the bill. Will Uncle Sam have to dip into your retirement savings? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. That's why Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special tax webinar. Learn how Biden's policies and tax plan may affect you. Find out more about the Trump tax cuts before they disappear forever, and discover how a tax-efficient strategy can potentially reduce or eliminate some of your taxes in retirement. RSVP now for this exclusive tax webinar at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Learn more about how to protect your savings before it's too late. Go to wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Firm offers insurance services but may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
I'm Luann Fulmer. Eric is president of Heckman Financial, where their mission is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. And their strategies can help you in a lot of different ways, minimizing fees, lowering your tax costs, planning for all the risks in retirement. It'd be so nice to worry less, right? And that's what Eric is here for. He's offering you a chance to come in and visit with him. So we know Eric gets questions every single place that he goes. When they find out what you do, Eric, people, I'm sure, ask you all kinds of retirement questions or financial advice. So I am going to reach into the Wealth Creator Radio mailbag and get some common questions from retirees. We are both retiring in about 3 years. We've done pretty well. We have about 10 different retirement accounts like 401ks and IRAs. But the problem is they're spread all over the place and we're not sure what to do with these once we're in retirement. We've done a good job of saving, but which should we use for income when we retire? We're not sure what to do.
Yeah, this is a common problem. And I think my personal record was 14 401ks that somebody had. Just one person.
Whoa,
and
really?
So I didn't need to look at her LinkedIn page or her resume because I could see everything right there and on her 401k statements, except for her job title, of course.
But, yeah.
I mean, one of the things is also people sometimes literally lose those. I mean, I had a client lose one and all of a sudden the state found her because they had, you know, had a bad mailing address and finally somehow found her and, you know, she had $80,000.
Oh my, there. That's awesome.
I mean, that's a big mistake. I mean, the only ironic part is when she lost it was $40,000. So at least it did good. The one thing you really want to do is combine those into IRAs. So basically for most people, you're going to have two accounts always. You're going to have your active 401k and at least one IRA. And so every time you leave a job, you take that old 401k, roll it to your IRA. Now, the only time you would not want to do that is if you have company stock in your 401k. There are some special tax rules around that. And I actually have one client one time where we were able to save them $76,000 in taxes by just handling that stock differently. I mean, it's amazing if you have that company stock, which is less often now, but you still have some people who have that.
So here's another one. We're reaching into the Wealth Creator Radio mailbag. This person also says they want to retire in 3 years, Eric. What should I do to be getting prepared? I don't think I'm ready to meet with a financial advisor yet, but I'm getting overwhelmed when I Google and read articles about retirement. I don't know what to do or where to start.
Well, that's kind of like saying, oh, I've got some ailment, so let's go online and find out. And then you've got, 20 different rare diseases, when you self-diagnose, right?
Uh-huh.
And so, yeah, I don't know why the person wouldn't be ready to meet with a financial advisor. That sounds like exactly why you need to work with a financial advisor, is if you don't know all these things and you're having to Google them and you find out all sorts of junk on the internet that's often not right or is just salesy, that's the problem, I think, is when people don't go and actually get real help. And, again, it's just like medical advice. Yeah, you can find all sorts of stuff on there, or those dumb ads on TV. It's like, go ask your doctor about this. It's like, well, why should I? I've never had any of those problems. But if you listen to TV for 2 or 3 hours, you probably should go talk to your doctor about 6 different medications, so right? I mean, that's when you need to have a plan. And one thing that a financial advisor should be able to do is help you with all these things. Now, you want to work with somebody who's a registered investment advisor. That means that they have a fiduciary duty to do what's in your best interest. And that means they also can work on a fee basis. Now, if they have the term registered representative on their card, that means first and foremost, they have to work on a commission basis. They may be able to do fee-based planning, but they're mostly on a commission basis. And they're not really beholden to do what's in your best interest. So, that'd be the things to look for, where we'll actually go through your what your plan is. Now, you may say, I don't have a plan. It's like, no, you're headed someplace. So we'll tell you where you're headed. We'll tell you what issues you got. We're going to look at your income plan, see how you're going to get money out of retirement. Look at that investment plan. Where should those dollars be and where are they allocated right now? Look at the tax ramifications along the way. I mean, one of the dumb things I think is people who are financial advisors that say they don't do any tax advice. I mean, that's like a doctor who says, oh, I can't prescribe anything, or I can't ever give you any sort of medicine or treatment. It's like, what? You got to be all inclusive. And then we're going to look at the healthcare issues and legacy issues. And so that's the 5 things, income, investments, taxes, healthcare, legacy. Those are the things that, we want to have you plan for and make sure it's all set and all up and running. And then if there's some issues, we're going to tell you, hey, these are some of the things that you need to fix. So, if you wanted to book a time just to talk to us and see if this is right for you, again, you can give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
We're reaching into the Wealth Creator Radio mailbag right now. We have another question for Eric. My dad is 78 years old, and we've been talking about his financial situation and trying to get his affairs in order before anything happens to him. I'm learning how unorganized things have been until now, and it seems like every other week he's calling me about another CD he found, or he's remembering some other account. How do I make sure that we are not missing anything when we're trying to account for all of his assets?
Yeah, well, I was just meeting with somebody who's probably said it best. She's like, your parents, you always think they've done such a great job and you think they have it all together. And then you start working with them and finding all these assets and finding all these statements, and you find out things are quite a mess and they're not quite as organized as you thought they were. And it is one of those things where, we all have a perspective. I mean, we're all little kids and our parents are big people in our eyes, right? You always have that little bit there, still stuck in your head. And it's one of those things where you have to watch out, because, it's bad when they're still alive, but when they're passed away, boy, how hard it is to find assets then. So, you really want to talk to them ahead of this time and make sure that they have it listed out. Make sure you're helping them. If they don't want you involved as much, it gets kind of awkward, but You know, just tell them, hey, can you just make sure everything's listed someplace? You know, someplace that's easy enough to find, right? You don't want to have it in some computer file that you know, you can't get into or know where it is, or locked up in a safe deposit box that you don't have access to. But really, you want to start listing all that and working with your parents. And we've actually done some webinars and other things about training, you know, working with as adult kids of what should parents be telling the adult kids and what adult kids should be talking to their parents about. And you know, it is really critical for that communication to be open and really make sure people know what where everything is.
And that's all part of your legacy planning. This is part of your blueprint to worryless wealth, right?
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah. You have to make sure that they're, you know, power of attorney and all of those things. I've been through that with my parents and then both of my in-laws. But here is another question for you, Eric. We're reaching into the Wealth Creator Radio mailbag. I'm thinking about canceling my life insurance. My husband and I have accumulated around $3 million in retirement assets, and we're planning on working for another 10 years because we enjoy what we do. All of our children are grown. We don't really have any debt with the exception of our mortgage. It just seems silly to have life insurance at this stage of the game. What do you think, Eric?
Well, you know, that's one of those tough ones, and I do get that quite often. It depends on what type of insurance, right? So if it's term insurance where you have to keep paying on it or else it's going to go away, typically those start jumping up higher and higher as you get older. Yeah, lots of times those ones are ones that you're going to probably have to cancel. But often it may be if it's something that's permanent or something that's got cash value, or maybe you even increase it because one of the things you may be leaving behind is some IRAs, which are in 401ks, which are horrible, horrible assets to leave behind because they're 100% taxable. So if you can leave some tax-free assets behind, you're going to be way better off. So, you know, one thing we've done with a lot of clients that don't need their required minimum distributions is we've actually taken those and actually bought life insurance with those dollars because it's so much better to leave these tax-free dollars than these IRA dollars. And so, you know, it's one of those things where it may or may not make sense. All this goes back to having a plan, right? You know, you want to make sure you've got that income plan. How are you going to make that money last? And, you know, how are you going to get that money for the rest of your life? Life insurance can be actually, if you've got about a 10-year timeline, you could be funding those and actually build up some great lifetime income in those that's tax-free. So, you know, that is an option that sometimes it may make sense. Again, investment plan, you know, look at everything out there, guaranteed stuff, foundational stuff, steady income, retirement assets, you know, and the market money. And then look at the taxes along the way. You know, how can you lower those taxes, not just 1 year, but over your lifetime? That's the critical question. Look at the healthcare issues, legacy issues, you know, and that's the five areas of the blueprint to worry less wealth. Again, if you want to set up a time, just a 15 to 30 minute phone call where we can just talk and see, you know, how can we help you? What questions can we answer? And then we can see if doing the full plan for you makes sense or not. But again, there's no cost, there's no obligation for our radio listeners right now. So if you wanted to go ahead and take us up on that offer, all you have to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Stick around for some more good stuff right after this on Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hey, thank you for joining us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. On our show at this time, we always discuss some challenges, maybe even some risks that exist in retirement. So I wanted you to give us an example today of someone who's experienced one of those retirement obstacles, as we call it.
just kind of reminds me of we'll just call him Joe, but yeah, he came to me and he was, you know, one of these guys who loved his job, wanted to keep working, but then finally started saying, hey, you know, maybe I should slow down here and, you know, make it more work optional kind of thing, right? And so he wanted to start finally doing some planning. The only issue is he was about to turn 70. And so he put everything into pre-tax stuff, so 401ks and IRAs, and he was worried about taxes. Well, at 70, you know, it used to be you had to be 70 and a half where you had to take your money out of your IRA. Now it's 72, but still, he's already at Social Security max age. So he's got that income coming in. And with everything being taxable, the tax planning is not much, right? It's just pay the tax. So, you know, so it's pretty tough to do stuff like that. You know, now how do you talk to me? You know, 5-10 years earlier, we could have been doing some stuff. We could have had some time to maybe do some conversions or at least fund some stuff differently or move some money around. But when 100% of your money is all pre-tax, guess what? When you take that money out, it's 100% taxable. So that left me not much options in terms of what we can do, because then also in another year, not the same year, because it's 72 now, so he has 1 year gap where he could do, you know, we can finally do a little bit of stuff, but you know, it's very small compared to had we had, you know, a little bit more runway to, you know, kind of take off kind of thing, right? So yeah, I mean, and that's one of the problems I run into a lot of times is people, you know, it's we're all bad about that, right? We all like to procrastinate, and you know, there's always those people on the news where they're dropping off their tax return on, you know, at almost midnight at post office, although nowadays it's more push the button, hit send, right? But you know, it's one of these things where, you know, we like to procrastinate, but man, it can cost you a ton of money by doing that. And so, you know, if you do just take some time and say, okay, how can I have some more diversity? How, because the other problem too is almost all of his money is in the market, so he had a huge amount of risk. Yeah, if you're 5 to 10 years out, that's when you really need to sit down and take some plans. So, you know, again, that's something if you want to take advantage of our time, hey, we'll go through that planning process. We'll show you what the course you're on. We'll show you your blueprint to worry less wealth. We'll show you that income, investment, tax, healthcare, and legacy plan. And then it's up to you if you want to work with us or not, but at least you'll get that information. Again, we're waiving that fee. So, you know, if you want to set up a time, you can either call and leave a message or text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Text word visit 800-454-1184 or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this week's show. We'll be back next week. Thanks so much for listening.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.